Good morning. I'm your personal news anchor bringing you the top stories for Sunday, August 23, 2026. Top stories. U.S.-Canada trade war escalates after talks collapse. President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney traded sharp words after trade negotiations broke down late Friday. The U.S. moved forward with 50% tariffs on roughly $1 billion of Canadian goods, while Canada announced retaliatory measures set to begin September 8 targeting American steel and dairy. Trump posted that Canada has long charged U.S. farmers massive amounts of tariffs and declared, "No more." Both sides blame the other for the collapse, raising prices for consumers on both sides of the border. Sources: Newsmax, Fox News, Just the News. Hawk fire forces thousands to evacuate near Reno. A fast-moving brush fire known as the Hawk Fire has grown to more than 10,500 acres and is threatening neighborhoods on the outskirts of Reno, Nevada. Governor officials declared a state of emergency as flames pushed from the Sierra foothills toward the city. Evacuation orders remain in effect for several communities while firefighters battle dry conditions and strong winds. Sources: Newsmax, Fox News. Trump pushes crushing economic pressure on Iran. President Trump is preparing what aides call an economic D-Day against Iran, including tighter measures aimed at cutting oil exports and pressuring countries that do business with Tehran. Iranian officials have warned neighbors against joining the campaign and vowed a strong response. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is expected to outline further details early this week. Sources: Just the News, Newsmax, One America News. Politics/National. Freedom 250 IndyCar race hits the National Mall. Washington, D.C. is set to host the first-ever IndyCar race on the National Mall as part of celebrations marking America's 250th birthday. President Trump has highlighted the event as a showcase of American muscle and engineering. Drivers and organizers call the temporary street circuit a historic one-of-a-kind moment for the Capitol. Sources: Just the News, Newsmax, Fox News. Federal judge strikes down 75-country visa policy. A federal judge in New York vacated a Trump administration policy that had suspended visa processing for citizens of 75 countries, citing discrimination based on nationality. The ruling affects a significant share of the world's population and is expected to face an immediate appeal from the administration. Sources: Just the News, Newsmax, Fox News. Streaming and tech. Disney continues cable channel cuts while raising bundle prices. Disney is shutting down additional cable networks as cord-cutting accelerates. At the same time, the company is raising the price of its legacy Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus bundle to $0.99 starting mid-September. Meanwhile, YouTube TV is adding a new channel and Paramount Plus is expanding free ad-supported options in a bid to capture more budget-conscious viewers. Source: Cord Cutters News. Paramount and California AG set to meet over merger lawsuit. Representatives for Paramount Skydance and the California Attorney General's office will meet Monday to discuss a possible settlement in the state's antitrust challenge to the company's planned merger with Warner Bros. Discovery. The multi-billion dollar deal remains on hold pending the outcome of the talks. Sources: Cord Cutters News, Newsmax. Other notable. Chinese humanoid robots break human sprint records. At the World Humanoid Robot Games in Beijing, faceless robots completed the 100-meter dash in times faster than Usain Bolt's world record, drawing large crowds and highlighting rapid advances in robotics. Organizers say the event showcases China's growing lead in practical humanoid applications. Sources: Newsmax, One America News. That's your personal newscast for Sunday, August 23, 2026. Stay informed, stay safe, and have a great day.